In this module, we will learn how to calculate capital gains. Finance Act 2008 introduced changes which aimed to simplify the way in which gains are calculated. The method of calculating the capital gain on assets disposed of is very straightforward. We simply take proceeds of sale and deduct all costs of acquisition to leave us with the capital gain. In essence, we're simply working out the cash profit on the transaction. From the proceeds of sale, we may deduct what we call incidental costs of disposal. These selling expenses will include legal fees, valuation fees, and advertising for sale. Similarly, the cost of acquiring an asset will include allowable costs and expenses. These allowable costs will obviously include the actual cost of acquiring the asset in the first place. To this, we need to add on any enhancement expenditure, that is, expenditure which enhances or improves the value of the asset. In addition to this, we can include any associated expenses, such as legal fees, commissions, and stamp taxes. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Let us take a taxpayer, we'll call him Dave. In June 2002, Dave bought a house at a cost of £100,000. Legal fees in acquiring the property amounted to £5,000. In December 2002, Dave added a conservatory to the house at a cost of £20,000. This is what we call enhancement expenditure. In May 2010, Dave sold the house and his proceeds of sale were £200,000. Dave incurred estate agent's fees of £4,000 on the sale. The requirement here is to calculate Dave's capital gain on the sale of the property. We start with the gross proceeds of sale of £200,000, and from this we deduct the selling expenses, that is, the estate agent's fees of £4,000, to leave us with net proceeds of sale of £196,000. From these net proceeds, we deduct our costs of acquisition. These are the initial purchase cost of £100,000, legal fees on purchase of £5,000, and the costs of the conservatory, that is, the enhancement expenditure, of £20,000. This will leave Dave with a capital gain of £71,000. You'll note here that Dave is simply paying capital gains tax on his cash gain. £71,000 is simply the difference between the cash that he receives and the total cash that he has spent. This capital gain will then be taxed by deducting the annual exemption and charging the remaining taxable gain at 18%, the fixed rate of CGT for disposals before the 23rd of June 2010. We shall now take a look at how to calculate capital gains on assets acquired before the 31st of March 1982. Where the asset was originally acquired before the 31st of March 1982, instead of deducting original cost, we deduct the value of the asset as at the 31st of March 1982 when calculating the gain. In effect, we are pretending that we bought the asset on the 31st of March 1982 for its value at that date. This is what we mean by March 1982 rebasing, i.e., we are using March 1982 as a base from which to calculate capital gains. Let us show you how this works by way of an example. Here you have Connie, who is a higher rate taxpayer and who purchased a house in June 1978 for £15,000. We are told that in March 1982 the house was worth £25,000. Connie sold the house in February 2011 for gross proceeds of £100,000. Connie incurred estate agent's fees of £1,500 on the sale. Our requirement here is to calculate Connie's chargeable gain. As Connie is selling an asset acquired before March 1982, we must replace cost with the March 1982 market value. We start with gross proceeds of sale and deduct agent's fees to arrive at net proceeds of £98,500. From this, we deduct the March 1982 value to give us a chargeable gain of £73,500. The disposal occurred on or after the 23rd of June 2010. As Connie has no basic rate band remaining, the taxable gain after deduction of the annual exemption will be taxed at 28%. Finally in this session, before we work through an example, let's consider a useful service that HMRC provide free of charge. In practice, it can be difficult obtaining valuations for assets such as shares in unquoted companies and the value of any asset held at March 1982. Taxpayers can ask their tax office to check any valuations that they have used to compute their capital gains liability. This check is done after the disposal is made, but before the tax return is submitted to HMRC. Form CG34 sets out the information and documents which need to be supplied to HMRC. Where HMRC agree on a valuation with the taxpayer, they'll only challenge these valuations where it comes to light that important facts affecting the valuation have not been notified to HMRC. If the taxpayer cannot reach agreement after discussion with HMRC on any valuations, the taxpayer may appeal to an independent tribunal. Now it is your turn. Let us practice what we have learned in this session by working our way through a couple of multiple choice questions. You will see on the screen in front of you a multiple choice question that requires you to calculate Trevor's capital gains tax liability. When you've done this, click the button at the bottom of your screen to check your answer. Let us go through the solution to example one. We start off with gross proceeds of sale. From that we deduct the cost of disposal of £6,000 to give us net proceeds of £144,000. We then deduct the cost of purchase, which is £40,000, and the legal fees of £2,000 to give us total acquisition costs of £42,000. The capital gain is £102,000. We next deduct the £10,100 annual exemption to calculate a taxable gain of £91,900. The amount of the gain falling into the basic rate band is taxed at 18% and the rest is taxed at 28%. This gives total capital gains tax of £21,992. Let us look at the next question. The requirement this time is to work out Jennifer's capital gains tax liability. Again, once you have done this, check your answer by pressing the button at the bottom of the page. Let's go through the example regarding Jennifer. Proceeds are £50,000, from which we deduct costs of £15,000 to give us a cash gain of £35,000. We deduct the annual exemption of £10,100 to give Jennifer a taxable gain of £24,900. Next, we need to find out how much of Jennifer's basic rate band is still available by deducting her taxable income from the basic rate band. This leaves £17,875 available. Gains of this amount are taxed at 18%, with the rest taxed at 28%, giving tax of £3,218 plus £1,967. The total tax of £5,185 is payable in full by the 31st of January 2012. Let us finish off this module with one final practice question. Derek sold a cottage for £86,000. His original cost in 1977 was £45,000 and the March 1982 value was £48,000. Derek held the asset on the 31st of March 1982, so when calculating his gain, we deduct the March 82 market value of £48,000 from the £86,000 sale proceeds to give a capital gain on disposal of £38,000. This concludes this session on calculation of capital gains.